Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holy cow, March 1st. How many times have I said it's March 1st? Probably about 15 times over the past 15 years. I said, wow, it's March. Funny how that happens, right? Ah, the cold, dark days of winter are over. There's a new season. It's called spring. The flowers are coming into bloom. The sun's going to be out a little bit longer now. Actually, a lot bit longer. And it's a good time to be alive. Are you taking advantage of it? That's what we want to talk about on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back to the show. Sam Crowley, your host, the guy that gave the boss the middle finger 15 years ago, only to go broke. Might go broke again. I don't know. I take a lot of chances out there. My wife hates when I say that. She absolutely hates when I say, I might go broke again, honey. But the fact of the matter is, you got to put your chips in the middle of the table. I want to talk about that. We always want to chat about that sense of urgency. I shared an image on my Instagram earlier today on March 1st. If you want to check it out, March 1st, 2020. And it talked a lot about, we don't know the day, the hour. There's a big line. We're in line. You can't get out of line. You're in that line to leave this earth. You're in line right now. Okay. You can't change anything about that. So nobody knows, though, the hour, the day, when that's going to happen. Yet we all walk around worried about the bills. Not the Buffalo Bills, not my beloved Buffalo Bills. I mean the actual things that you have to pay. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe you got a little bit of a health scare. And we wrap ourselves in fear every single day. Now the big thing going on, of course, the coronavirus. Everybody's fired up about that and, you know, living in fear. I don't live in fear. I just don't live in fear. And that doesn't make me any better than you. It's just that I've lived that life. I hated it. I used to wake up and just worry. And it wasn't too long ago. Even when I became an entrepreneur, I used to wake up and I would be filled with all this worry and this fear about, you know, am I going to be able to pay the bills this month? And, you know, always worrying about my kids. And I don't sit around like that and do that anymore. Now, a lot of that, obviously, for myself, and this is my testimony, has to do with my relationship with God. I mean, I'm wrapped in the love of God, the unconditional love of God. I am not wrapped in any kind of fear. And oh, by the way, there's a 100% chance that you and I are going to die. I'm perfectly okay with that. I used to not be okay with that. I used to really sit around like, wow, this is kind of freaks me out when you think about what's going on after I'm dead, you know? I mean, that's like billions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of years. I mean, I'm kind of sitting here with about a really good life would be the age to get to the age of 78. That's the mortality rate for the average male here on Earth, at least in the United States, by the way, where we have the greatest health care. Other countries, not so fortunate. So why would I sit around gripping about 78 years out of billions of years and then eternity after that? I'm wrapped in the eternal promise. Okay, for me to be embraced by the Creator himself, I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm going to be sad to leave my kids and my grandkids and probably won't ever see a generation of great-grandkids or great-great-grandkids, but I'm okay with that. And damn it, I'm just not going to live in fear. You know, if I want to start a business, I'll start a business. I think I told you guys, I'm not sure if I did or not. I'm sitting for the real estate exam in a couple of weeks. I just bought the online course, dropped 1,700 clams last Friday. And I started studying. I've gotten through the first 8 modules. I want to be a real estate agent. I've always wanted to be a real estate agent. I regret. I don't have a lot of regrets professionally. I regret having that lunch in 1998 with a friend of mine who really, I didn't say begged me because that's stupid. It sounds arrogant. But really tried to convince me hard to join the real estate team. And that was 1998. Had I done it then, I would have had a hugely successful real estate career. Not because I'm any better than anybody else. It's just I have a passion for it. So when you have a passion for something and you combine that with really great attitude, things go really well for you. But I had a lot of worry. I had a lot of fear. I was like, well, I got, you know, at the time I had a, you know, my 401k was growing because the market was growing. I had a great steady job. I'd been with the company 8 years. They treated me well. I had good upside, all of that. And I just couldn't pull the trigger. Man, I wish I would have pulled the trigger. So now, fast forward to 2020, I'm going to pull the trigger. I still am going to run every day of Saturday. Still going to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Still going to be an elite business coach. All of that. But I'm just going to add realtor to my name. So you can do and be anything that you want to be within reason. Like, I can't be a professional baseball player. I can't be an astronaut. There's certain limitations to what we can do and be, just because maybe it's physical, maybe it's mental. We have limitations, but limitations isn't a negative word. It means, okay, I'm not going the spaceship route. I'm not going the professional athlete route, okay? I'm not going to be a doctor. Nobody wants me to crack open their cranium and do brain surgery. But you can do whatever it is that you want to do that fits whatever passion that you have. I had a great call with a coaching client, Judith, yesterday. And she's like, okay, and we both agreed on a really great Jim Rohn quote. And let me just frame it like this. She said, well, what else do I got to do? What else do I got to do? Coach, tell me what I got to do. Tell me what I got to do. I said, well, here's what you do. Create one piece of content every day. You've got to build that muscle, that content creation muscle, whatever. Well, what should it be? I'm like, well, what do you want to do? Well, I love podcasting. Great. Create an audio every day. And of course, it always goes to, where's the time? I got to make the time. Oh, you have time. I mean, you can, in 10 minutes every day in your car, find time to just speak in. She has the Shure MV88, just like I do. So create that. All right. Just put it in your iPhone and create a 10-minute whenever, if you're sitting in the grocery store parking lot, waiting outside an appointment for work, whatever that looks like, knock that out every single day. Because here's what it is. And this is the Jim Rohn quote that we both agreed on, is that it's very easy to do that. That's a very simple habit, is to create one piece of content. But it's also what? Very easy not to do. And that's where we really fall into that trap of, that's really easy to do. Oh, I missed it yesterday. I'll do two tomorrow. No, that doesn't work. That's not how habits work. You don't miss today and do two tomorrow, because you know what happens? You miss tomorrow. Now you got to do three. I'll knock out three audios. They're only 10 minutes. Well, if they're only 10 minutes, then why don't you just do it the one day where you actually have the time to do it? Because now you got to do 30 minutes of content. And if you couldn't do 10, how are you going to do 30? See how that works? And the great Jim Rohn used to talk about, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But what if you miss 30 days? Well, do you eat 30 apples on the 31st day? Do you go and eat 30? No, you would be sick. If you ate 30 apples in one day, you'd be sick. That actually goes in the opposite direction. If you miss a day or two or three, and then it turns into 7, 8, 10 days, now you're getting sick. You're building an unhealthy habit to think that you can catch up. And I used to live my life by this. This is the fear and worry, And the fear for me was, it's going to be painful to have to do that, to have to go figure that out and to watch that video and sit in front of my computer, send that email or think about what to write or to write a book or anything like that. But it's also really painful not to do that. And if you really want to have fear and worry, if you think that weighs a lot, try regret. Try not doing the very thing that you... How about this time last year? What were you doing on March 1st of 2019? What were you doing this time last year? Okay? Last year, I'd brought on a couple of amazing coaching clients. I remember Luke Medeas. He listens to this podcast. Luke's going to be at my live event in Vegas in a couple of weeks. A lot of my coaching clients actually are going to be at my live event in Vegas in a couple of weeks. And last year at this time, he and I were just getting to know each other. Brand new. Like, very first coaching call, I think, was the first week of March, maybe the end of February. I was working with Florence, was working with Angeline, Dr. Ron. All these people came on in the spring of 2019. Hadn't met these individuals at all. Didn't know them at all. They just listened to the podcast, went to my calendar, launch with Sam.com, filled out a call. I called them, and we started working together. It was that simple. Now, had I not created the content for them to listen to, And they had to take the action. Really easy to go there and book a call. A lot of people don't. They're like, I don't know why I don't book that. I should have. Every time I get somebody on the phone and we're talking, they're like, I don't know why I didn't do this a year ago. I don't know why either. But hey, you were moved to do it today. And thank God you did, because now we can start working together, you know. And that's always the concept. You've got to have that sense of urgency, because you don't know the day or the hour, man. And for you to keep putting this thing off that you want to do because of the pain that you associate with doing it doesn't make any sense at all. It makes absolutely no sense. And don't walk around with fear and worry. You want to know what the antidote to that is? Action. Doing the very thing that you're putting off, doing that, because you're going to have less fear, less worry. You're going to be filled with purpose. You know, there's never anything wrong about following what your heart and this incredible passionate movement is inside. There's nothing wrong ever can go wrong from doing that. Matter of fact, there's a lot can go right. People can start following you. They can start purchasing your products. They can start asking you for advice, and you can begin helping people and serving people with your intellectual property. I don't know of anything that possibly could go wrong by you starting to dip your toe in the water and then jumping into the deep end and putting all your chips in. I'm in, man. I'm in. I'm going to do this thing. I'm not going to live in fear and worry and doubt. I'm not going to let that control my life anymore. I'm going to live in the hope and the promise that I am going to find this movement, and other people are going to find it with me and together. And just, it doesn't matter if it's you and five people, man. Eventually it might be you and 5,000 people, but before you can minister to 5,000 and have that type of movement, you got to at least be able to raise your hand. I'm in. I want to be counted. I don't want to be going off the face of this earth without at least saying, I gave it a shot. I followed it up with action. Now I believe in this, and now I've got other people believing in this as well. Man, that is so freaking powerful. So do that, would you please? And don't wait for tomorrow to have the apple, okay? Don't try to make up and eat five apples a week from now. It ain't going to work that way. Do the very thing today. That small step. Just take the small step. And here's what's going to, it gets addicting. That's what's going to happen. It gets addicting. You take that small step. Now tomorrow you want to take another one. And then the next day, well, let's take a little bigger one. And then the day, you know what? I'm in, man. Let's start running. That's the way it works. And people run with you. They love it. They want to be around people like you. They don't want to be on Facebook and Twitter and all this negative crap. They don't want to be talking politics. They'd rather not talk about viruses that are, you know, infecting people. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about what you've got going on, because that's what inspires them. Do you want to inspire somebody? Put yourself out there. Because they find inspiration just in the fact that you have the courage to put yourself out there. That's the way it works, man. So do it. Would you do it, please? I would love to help you do it and launch it faster than you possibly could imagine. Faster than you could do it on your own. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'll call you and we'll get this thing going fast, like yesterday. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.